Hi there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, coming to you live today as we're starting to count down for what, Christmas coming up. Here's a question. How do you intentionally prepare yourself as a person, as a follower of Christ, for this over-the-top hectic season that's coming our way here? How do you do that? I got six things I know are very practical for you, very, very practical to get your head and heart in the right place. But I'd like to hear from you. How are you getting intentionally prepared for the Christmas holiday season? We are over the top here in America. Let's face it, Americans, we're over the top. Everything is what? We overexpect, we overwork, we overeat, we overcompensate, we overspend, we overcommit. I want to talk about those things today because I think they really block out the true significance of this season now, from Thanksgiving through the end of the year, celebrating the end of the year, remembering the birth of Christ, being thankful for all that God has given and continues to bless us as a nation. And so we want to open the line. I just want us to think a little bit intentionally about turning down the volume of our noisy lives a little bit, turning down the speed with which we try to travel through and get everything done, and not miss what this season can really be about. Love to hear, what are some specific things you're doing to throttle back a little bit, stay focused, be intentional? 888-888-1717 is the number. So let's just talk a little bit about some things. I want to start by addressing something I think is really important during this holiday season. You and I tend to over-expect. We need to simplify our expectations. If you grew up and maybe you have an idyllic childhood and you think about your childhood, you think about how Christmas is supposed to be, and then the family gets together and it's not like that. It's just, you know, it's people, sinful people, people who've fallen, family members, just it is what it is. It's a great time, but we need to understand that the principle that I teach, expectations minus reality equals disappointment, is true at the Christmas season. So keep your expectations in check. Accept the fact that you can't control family members that you're going to be with. They are who they are. And gives you an opportunity to love on them and speak into their lives, but also be realistic in your expectations. And then to resist the urge to tell them how they've messed up their lives and how you think it's supposed to be, for those of us who like to fix other people, right? So we're talking about this Christmas season. What are specific things you're doing to ready yourself for this season? 888-888-1717.
I have actually left my job and moved here just yesterday.
Wow.
To be with my daughter and to get a fresh start, something that needed to happen so that I can be there for my teenage daughters. My job was too demanding in Arkansas, and I followed my husband to Arkansas 2 years ago, and he left me for someone else. So after 19 years of marriage, now I have to intentionally be okay with, I'm not even in my home at Christmas. I gave my tree away. I can't get to my ornaments. They're in storage as of last night. And I have to be intensely okay with, it's going to be an okay Christmas. I do have Christ. I've grown very close to Him even more this year. I can be with my family, with my daughter and my three granddaughters and my two teenage girls. And all my kids will be together at Christmas.
Boy, it's the people, isn't it? Can't find the Christmas ornaments. Maybe you have too many. I don't know. You know, as we've gone through the years, we look back and realize that we put too much emphasis on just a day in terms of what to expect from that day. But wouldn't it be good to be able to have a heart throughout the other 364 days of the year where we really focus on being intentional in our love for Christ, celebrating Christmas every day, you know, throughout the year, celebrating His birth, His life, His death for us, His resurrection, what that means, a daily intentional act. So while we tend to overexpect, I think, too, we see that we tend to overwork, which again comes back to simplify, rescheduling our priorities. It's a time where we tend to overdo, and it's easy to do. I mean, you want your house to be nice. You want all the decorations in place. You want to have the right gifts. There's more pressure than ever. And I'm interested now with online shopping now exceeding going to the store. If that means it's going to be so easy to get things, we're going to even spend more, which is another thing we do. We tend to overspend. And in the process, if we plan ahead, determine now what you will and will not spend, have a budget for this Christmas season, and then live by it. It's what's most important, again, is the relationships that you have with your children, with your spouse, with your neighbors, being able to reach out to those around you. So what are the things that maybe in your life you're finding you've overdue, that you're changing as you approach this Christmas holiday season? We're talking from our Intentional Living Center today at 888-888-1717 with a big thanks to all of you who continue to pray for and stand with the ministry and support what God has given us here to do together as we reach out to be intentional in the lives of people. You know, there are some people who simply have chosen not to celebrate Christmas at all. They don't do the trees. They don't do the ornaments. They really throttle back. Some do it because they have an opposition to celebrating something that maybe they find takes away from the true meaning of their faith. Others simply have rejected Christmas as a celebration altogether. It'd be interesting to know how you have approached this, getting ready for Christmas. Do you think that's too much? Should we be celebrating or not celebrating this Christmas season the way the world seems to be doing it more and more all the time? 888-888-1717.
One of the things I'm doing to live intentionally is to take a song for every day during Advent as we go up to Christmas. I take a song that reminds me of the longing that Israel had for the coming of the Messiah, and also, you know, is reminiscent of our longing now for the second coming of the Messiah. And I post it up on Facebook for everybody. So I do that, you know, every day leading up to Christmas, starting on the first day of Advent. It's a really great way to make myself focused and think what all this business is all about. It's a really great way to find new things to praise God for. As you're searching out over 25 songs, it becomes a lot, and the search becomes a lot of fun and helps me to search for God in the rest of my life that day.
Okay, let's find out what Shelley thinks about Christmas coming up here. Shelley, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your call.
I want to say you have a fabulous program that goes on, but I just wanted to say I just experienced a form of racism, but the nice thing about all of it is I can use that and take that to my family and my grandkids and show them how much they need to thank God for things that He's done for them, where He's brought them, and to not allow anyone, me included, to steal the joy that God has given them, and to just turn to Him and let Him lead them and try very hard to not let the world come in and take advantage of what's there. The holiday season is all about family, friends, and being there for people.
Well, it's a focus, Shelley. I think what you're saying, what I hear you say is we keep our focus on Christ, all of the divisions, many of the divisions that we see in our culture, at lots of levels and situations can fade away. They're there and they need to be addressed, but at the same time to recognize at the foot of the cross before Christ, we are all the same, we're all equal, we're no different. He loves us all, and that's a very powerful reminder for us as followers of Christ. So we wish you the greatest of this Christmas season, Shelley, and thank you for listening and for your kind words.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're getting started with the Christmas holidays, preparing for this busy season. We know that this season, medical doctors and counselors will tell you it can be increase in illness because of the stress and sometimes even the overeating and the food associated with this season. All right, let's find out from Mason, who's listening in Michigan. Mason, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, I've probably talked to you a few times. I'm a priest in the Church of Jesus Christ, and I was telling one of the other people that I'll be meeting with about 10 basketball players in a few minutes, and we'll start off with a prayer, and we'll have a reading. is what do we need to be thankful for at Christmas time?
So what I hear, Mason, is you reach out in the community, open the doors of your church and bring people in, minister to them, reach out to people in the community, which is an important thing to do. I think so often we get in these holiday seasons, we tend to focus on ourselves, our issues, our things, and there's needs around us. And being creative to reach people around us is such an important thing to do. All right, appreciate your call. Thank you, Mason. God bless you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome to join us here at 888-888-1717. We're just opening the lines, thinking about being intentional with Christmas ahead of us here. Not so much, you know, what are your traditions? I hope you have some. Those are important. Or all the great things you're going to do. That's great. But also, how are you preparing yourself for this season? So maybe you, as unlike years past, really want to end this season and look back and say, hey, we did it right. We did it right when it came to how we handled our money, how we handled our interaction with people and family and the community, how we use this opportunity as Christians to reach out. I'd love to hear some ideas from you. 888-888-1717. How does intentional living fit into those moments when life makes no sense? And I thought about this morning as I was putting the last in my notes for today. And here's what I came to the conclusion from Scripture, and we'll show you in a moment. We see life through our expectations. God sees our life through His intentions. That's two different ways of looking at life, isn't it? Two totally different ways. Boy, that is really an important thought, and I linger there just for a moment. God's intention may be totally different than your expectation. And His intention is good. His intention is good for your marriage, it's good for your family, it's good for you personally. And yet maybe your expectations or the way you look at life do not align with God's good intentions for you. And one of the things that we really try to teach here is that it doesn't begin with saying, hey, what is my intention? What am I going to do? And I'm going to get out there and do these things. Even as it says in the book of James about building a business, say, I'm going to go and do this if it's God's will. And when we stop and really seek Him and understand what His intention is for our life, then it makes our lives a whole lot easier in terms of putting together that kind of daily strategy and the daily habits and the way we live. And that's what happens between an intention and living, is understanding that that's who we become. That's what happens as a result of those two things. Hey, if you just joined us, I'm Dr. Randy here at Intentional Living, and we're busy into this holiday season. Can't believe it that we're in December now, and soon Christmas is coming. I hope you're getting ready to celebrate the real true meaning of Christmas. We are as well. And I want to thank you for helping us in your support. You're making the ministry possible. We couldn't do this without your support. And so in December, can I ask you to do something really big for us together that we can close out this year strong? We need your support. You can share it at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to our staff during West Coast business hours, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you for your support.
Hello, my name is Sabina. And this story, it happened in Toronto in 1974, and my husband and I were both working parents. We had two small children, and we were moving on Christmas Eve because it was the only time we had off. I had never seen the house that my husband bought. He said it was such a deal, and it had lots of potential, and it was our first house. And so it was sight unseen for me. And we bought it and had no money left for gifts. My husband and friends moved our furniture in while I took care of the kids in our apartment. And in the evening, I came in with the children. They were 3 and 4. And on the landing was a real Christmas tree from the previous owners of the house. On it were chocolate coins covered in gold foil. You should have seen the looks on my children's faces. It was just beautiful. It was the best Christmas gift I've ever had in my life besides Jesus, but it was great. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you.
Wow, Sabina, thank you. You know, we've been sharing childhood memories from time to time on the program, and here at Christmas time, I guess I would ask you to think about what are some of your Christmas memories, and I would venture to say that your best Christmas memories aren't about expensive things. It's about those, you know, special little moments with family, special little things that you did together as a family that probably are most important to you, just like hers, just that little Christmas tree and some chocolate on it. You know, what a great message. Hey, by the way, if you want to share a Christmas memory, I'd love to hear it. You can call 888-888-1717 and share that with us. Today, getting ready for the holidays, I hope that's something that's on your agenda because, like it or not, it's coming on and coming on fast.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're talking preparation for the holiday season. And money certainly is one of the topics when we think about the Christmas season and spending and doing it God's way. And we asked the question on Facebook, what do you do to get ready for the holidays? And I think Craig speaks for many people. He said, find a good hiding place, you know, a place that you can hide out from the noise and the clamor and all of the demands. And that's unfortunate because God, I don't think, ever intended for us to approach Christmas like that. Lisa said to be intentional about having more relaxing days and enjoying the true meaning of this season. Melody said, now that my kids are grown, and this is interesting, and all of our Christmas decorations were stolen, I don't know, someone get in the garage, take them all. Christmas is about Jesus, giving, music, and service. And that's the right focus. And it's interesting. Kathy said on Facebook, she said, I think every day after the day after Thanksgiving, right up through the end of the year, I think about what Mary and Joseph must have gone through in giving birth to the King of this world. Keeping focused. And you can be creative in your own ways as well. We're talking about getting ready for the holidays. Let's go to Jean, who's on the line in Kansas. Jean, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. How are you getting ready for this Christmas season?
Well, it's not easy for me. I right now am fighting a legal battle in the court system on something personal. And it's hard for me to be able to buy like a Christmas dinner because I have an 11-year-old, because a lot of my finances are caught up in this legal battle.
Mm. So this is a tough one for you, a tough season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think a couple things, Jean. There in your area, there certainly will be services available, community services, mission outreaches, churches outreach. And I would encourage you to take the initiative to look. If I were right there in your neighborhood, I'd give you some names, and I don't know what they are. But you know what? I bet you we could get some. I don't know where in Kansas, but in every community, the Christian church stands up and has available help for people and families in need. And I would encourage you to really seek that out, to get in touch with a Bible-believing teaching church, a pastor, maybe one of the larger churches in your community. Start networking, finding some names, getting some information, getting some resources where you can provide not only some food and support, but also some things for your children for the Christmas season. I think a second thing, Gene, is that you be very realistic and realize that some years are tougher than other years. And whatever you're going through, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, to know that God is with you and that ultimately what your children need more than anything is that stability in your home, your love, your care, sense of security. And so as you reach out to the community around you and get support for yourself, that's going to be more helpful. Why don't you hang on for a minute? I'll see if we can get your a little more information. Maybe some of our staff in your area can at least try to connect you with a church to get you started in the Kansas area. So hang on. All right. We're talking about how in the world during this season do you do things that really get you ready for the true meaning of Christmas. And we certainly would welcome you to join our Facebook discussion at theintentionallife.com. When you get there, click on Facebook, and we'd love to talk to you.
This is Amy Phillips with Intentional Living. I went around and asked some of the staff, what are some challenges you've had with your in-laws associated with the holidays?
When I first met my father-in-law, I found out that he didn't have much of a sense of humor. And I grew up with a father who was a terrible tease, and I inherited the same kind of thing. And so when he saw me teasing my wife, actually my wife-to-be, it really offended him. And so I told him I'd try not to do that, and at least when he was around, I don't tease my wife.
The stressor that came into our family was my parents and my in-laws lived a block apart. And so my daughter had to decide which place to spend equal time with as well as us. So we were always eating and having to make sure we had equal number of meals at each house and who got to cook the Christmas dinner and who got to do the Christmas Eve dinner and flip those around each year. So that was a little bit of a stressor because sometimes they wanted to do something different.
For Intentional Living, I'm Amy Phillips.
Thank you, Amy. You know, our Christmas holiday season begins right about now, because, you know, it seems like most of our birthdays in our family are between now and right after the first of the year. Today happens to be our oldest son's birthday. Evan, today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Evan. I'd sing, but I won't. And then we go into birthdays. Let me see. My wife's birthday is coming up. One of our granddaughters, Kylie's birthday. Our Kinsley's birthday is coming up 2 days before Christmas. My birthday's coming up, Christmas Day, and so it's a busy season. Then you put in there the, let me see, I missed another birthday. I'm going to get called on it when I get home. I got another birthday coming up. Aya, our granddaughter's birthday's coming up. I hope I covered everybody. And Andrea, coming up on December 19th, and Andrea and Chris's anniversary. See, I start going down this trail, I'm going to miss somebody. Stephen Davis here in the studio, his is coming up. So I apologize to any of my family members. I didn't bring my calendar in here with me. We're talking about getting ready for the Christmas season, the holiday season, and doing it the way that honors Christ. Anna, what are you doing that makes Christmas more special for you and your family?
Well, we do celebrate Christmas, but we don't really go out really landishly about it. The kids always get something. It's often something that they really need anyhow, but it's a lot of money, and so maybe we, like, if they're going to need a new computer for something. We've never given a computer for Christmas, but we have for other gifts because they were going to go to college and they needed mm-hmm. one. Come Christmas time, we give something that they just really want or something that they need, and we have a good time celebrating. We reach out to the neighbors by giving a little cookie and cocoa gift to each of the neighbors. But the thing that we do the most is our church is involved with participating with another church to feed the homeless throughout the year. And so come Christmas time, they always ask for things for the homeless. And one of the things we found, one year we bought like 11 sleeping bags because we found the best deal we could find on the internet and whatever, and were able to buy multiples of them because of that. Last year we bought hats and jackets for homeless men. And the other thing we do is we always have an angel tree at our church. And so we always pick out a jacket for a boy and a jacket for a girl, because we have a boy and a girl. They're college age now, but we pick out kids that the parents have asked for a jacket for them. And we go and find something really nice for them in whatever color and size they've requested. And so it is something that we enjoy giving to each other and to our families, but we really see the need to reach out to people who are without. Yeah. And mostly the real basics. It's not that they're going to get a luxury or something like that, but they just, you know, they need to keep warm. They need to be able to survive the winter. And kids need to be able to go to school with a warm coat on their backs, even if they have a parent incarcerated. And that may be out of their other parent's budget.
Greater needs than ever, Anna. And the fact that you're being intentional, that's a message to your children, even though they're maybe grown, to see that, hey, it's not about us. This is an opportunity to reach out beyond our little clan, our little group, and reach the needs in our community. It's important.
And it's easy to bring back the point, we are giving gifts to one another, but Christ was the ultimate gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was a gift from God. He was sent to us as a child, and then he grew up to give again. And so, I mean, they've heard that their whole lives, and I hope it's entrenched in them by now. But we have found every holiday a chance to make it different than the world. And so we do the same with Easter and Halloween and things when they were growing up. We made it different than the world. And so they could have fun, and yet we could have the true meaning come through.
And that's the key. All right, Anna, thank you. Joe, we didn't get to your call, but he makes a good point that he says that it's important to spread the word, to share the good news with family and friends that come to your home, but don't preach to your family members. They're not going to appreciate it. This is an opportunity to really minister to them, love them, and show them your faith intentionally by how you live.
Hi, this is Terry Fleming. I have been a supporter with you. My brother has been so ill, and I wrote you a letter and said in order to live intentionally, I had to intentionally help him, which meant I quit giving to all the ministries with which I was involved. My sister unexpectedly died, and my mother had a heart attack. I'm still paying off the heart attack I had last spring, and I'm feeling swamped. But I am living intentionally. I'm intentionally helping out everyone I can help out. But thank you so much for your ministry. And when my brother gets in shape, I will be again helping you. Bye.
Hey, Terry, thank you. You know, seldom do we get a call like that, just apologizing for not being able to continue support. And listen, Terry, you need to take care of your family. We're here for you. The reason we're on the air every day and on our podcast, and the reason we do what we do, is to encourage people like you going through tough times. Boy, now more than ever, you need to be intentional. And I'm challenging those of you who say, hey, we're not where Terry is right now, but we're in a position where we can support and make the program available for people like Terry. Make the podcast available. Make the ministry available. Getting this message out. And we want to help so more Terrys can be reached. And I just want to say thank you for your support. We're in December now. What happens in these next 30, 31 days really will set the stage for 2026. We need your help. Maybe an additional love gift, a 13th month gift, or joining us in monthly support. You can do that today by calling during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com, and when you're there, you can click on that little donate icon. I just want to say on behalf of the entire team here, Stephen, Jennifer, my wife, Donna, all of the team of Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living, and thank you for your faithful, ongoing support every day. And a reminder that Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.